Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Good evening, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Find It Out Friday, and we have Angie coming on with us, and you know Angie is out there with her ears to the ground, and there's no telling what she's going to tell us today, but I'm going to tell you this, whatever you hear, take it with love and heartfelt, because you know Angie loves us out here, and I want to share something with you. You know, we're going through a lot of stuff here, and we're going to get this stuff done. Hey, walking to the polls, getting out there volunteering, working for the change. And in order to do that, we never be shaken, no matter what happens or what others may say. Never be flustered. Never lose confidence. This is the way we should strive to live our lives. Being able to do so is a sign of genuine character. And you know we all about character here. We're Waking Up with Linda McShann. We're about education, unification, and collaboration. And for those of you who need a beautiful, heartfelt floral arrangement, this show is being sponsored by LaFleur by Tracy Florist Design. If you need something to put a smile on your face or anybody's face or just something to look at, give Linda Lee a call. Her number is 213-487-6487. That's Linda Lee. Telephone number 213-487-6487. She is wonderful. Before we bring AG on, you know, I like to kind of shake you up. This is the end of the week. Give you something to think about. We've brought you a lot of interesting stuff this week so that you can just like... Just listen to this just a little bit, okay? Welcome in.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose. Dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash, we don't care.
We aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
You can call me Queen Bee.
And baby, I'll rule.
Let me live that fantasy. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like Crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold. Affair.
And we'll never be royal. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Right, you know we all want to be queen bees out here. I see Aunt G is with us. Aunt G, Aunt G, how are you this evening on this hot day?
Very, very hot day indeed. Yes, it's been a hot week.
Yes.
Hot month. It's already starting out hot. Came in hot. Gonna probably go out hot. I know last month went out hot. You know, just when you're hot, you know. You know, just like the song said, you know, everybody want to be royal. And everybody is in their own way. You know, royalty runs deep within. And sometimes we tend to forget that we all are royal. Royalty, mm-hmm. We're valuable, we're necessary, we're important. And anytime we lose sight of any of those things, we lose sight of ourselves. We lose our way. We get around like-minded people sometimes, and you lose your way as a group because everybody's blind, leading the blind, because nobody knows what anybody's doing. So the value goes down, just like anything of value. Once you leave that lot, the value begins to tick up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to think of, when you're royal, you're royal through and through. And your value can't do nothing but go up if you feed yourself constantly with positivity, with good and upright situations, people and things. Because, see, we're like vegetables. You see, if that farmer cultivates those vegetables, they're not only going to come out the biggest and the baddest. They'll be the freshest, the juiciest. You will not settle for anything else that doesn't bring you the same flavor or the same feel when you've had the best.
That's true.
So if you look at yourself as the best, we all put our best foot forward and present the best that we have in us, it'll always create a better moment, a better second. It doesn't take a lot to make a person smile or laugh or giggle or get their mind off of whatever it is that might be pulling them down. Just to turn their frown just for a second or two. You know, I pride myself on doing that, and I was so happy I did it about 5 or 6 times today.
Oh, good.
And, oh, boy, they were just laughing, and they was, oh, thank you. You know, it just, you know, and it made me feel good too. You know, it's like, oh, okay, good. You know, I accomplished something. And one person said, What? Oh, I said, oh, what I was saying to myself to let you know, I accomplished something because I put a smile on your face today. I said, and is this the first time you had a smile today? Don't let nothing else come behind me. It's not going to keep that smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's so much that's taken away those smiles, you know, besides the many deaths from COVID, we have drunk people killing babies, drunk people hitting grown people, someone's, you know, babies, you know, losing family members. Slow down, people. Stop drinking and driving. Stop being bored and just not paying attention. The young man went to sleep behind the wheel and almost dived into a pool, but landed into the jacuzzi. But nonetheless, knocked over a wall in the process. He's a blessing to be alive. You know, it's just, we have to look at the little things. You know, if you're too tired to drive, and I've done it a few times in my life, but I don't play hooky for my life and nobody else's, because that could have went real bad.
Right.
You go to sleep, work out. Bad enough if people having seizures behind wheels. I've seen that outcome. About 6 or 7 cars on my mother's block one time, and the car landed in our front yard, and the man had a seizure. Yeah, we just lost a gate. The house wasn't damaged, but there was damage on the cars. But it was so happy to, you know that the man didn't live, was able to live.
Right.
But, again, I could have, you know, and that's just those alone, you see, epilepsies and all these other ailments. When people have to get out and do what they got to do, things like this have accidents.
And
you
the
know,
heat doesn't help it at all.
No, this heat here is just making people's brain. It's frying your brain. It's bringing out the crazy in some folks. You know, and it happens. I've had moments where I'm like blinking my eyes and pause for a minute, and the person's going up. But anything else I can do, and I just look at them like, I guess you could get me a glass of water if you could. But I definitely gonna go get one because apparently my body's dehydrated at this moment.
Well, we don't know how to move in the heat
moment.
Here. Yeah,
we don't know
how to move in it.
And it's changed.
Yeah.
No, and you know, I've experienced myself just living in Lake Charles, Louisiana for 6. I've been through in Texas, Houston is, oh my God, beautiful town. Dallas, oh my God, they have some of the funnest places to shake your legs. Honey, them clubs is off the chain.
I know.
But, and the funniest thing, too, and I know you experienced this, I just want to share this out there, my lovely Texas. You know, y'all have some of the emptiest parking lots at these bars. You know, these nice nightclubs, be about 10 cars up in there, but you go in there, it's wall-to-wall people bumping and laying up the ground. I had to go back out and look and say, hey, is there another parking lot somewhere? This is a for
they
real,
all
I mean,
ride
it's
together.
Like, it's packed. I mean, and half of them walked up 2 blocks. They walked up together, and they leaning and grinding, leaning and stumbling on the way home. It's hilarious. Or they got a bunch of lifts lined up for taxis. It's the funniest thing I've ever, at the end of the night. You have to say, it's the biggest show is at the end of the night, seeing how these people go home. They say, and the half of them be in the trunks and the parking lot. Still have the after party in the parking lot. Oh my God! The party don't stop.
No.
It's just and it's so fun and just sit and laugh, you know. And it's just and it's beautiful because they don't stop having fun. You have fun safely, and I applaud you all for that. Folks out here in the cities and things. Oh, they're so spoiled. They know they can just call a taxi or a cab or Uber or Lyft or.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, and then sometimes a family member or friend is nearby. You don't have to. You don't. Matter of fact, down certain holidays, they give it to you free. But I think you can even get on the bus. 24/7, don't have to be holiday. Get on that bus. get you a free courtesy ride. Find out the route where you're going to get happy.
Well,
you know, you can't.
I'm going to tell you, let me tell you, I'm laughing at you because, you see, when you're there and you go in and they say pour you a drink, you know, and most people say, see, the alcohol comes in gallons and they're sitting on the counter. Mm. And so you pour you a drink and you just run your mouth and you got a drink when that alcohol flips over the top of that glass and hits your foot. Now you got a drink. You can't just go in there and pour just a little bitty thing. So those individuals know that they like to drink. So they going to hoof it up there and ride with somebody because they know they're going to be too drunk to drive anything. They know. Because when they go party, they go party. When I moved to Los Angeles, I would see people, you know, at the time, oh, they standing up against the wall with they all coot and cute. I said, shoot, I could be at home and do this. If I want to get out in the middle of the floor, I go dance by myself. I come out to have a good time. I can sit at home and cross my legs, okay? So it is a different spirit. And it's so ironic how you brought it up. But that's the reason why, because they know. They know they cannot get behind the wheel. If they say we're going to party, they going to go party. So somebody will pick them up as they're walking to
and they won't let nobody. Oh, no. And they won't let nobody. Well, the night that I went out, for the most part, that's why your crime rate on that level is down. Because, no, if they're going to be fussing and fighting, they're going to be fussing to get them keys from you. You're not driving.
Yeah,
and your friends or family members are seeing you. Or even if you don't even have to, hey, cousin, you my cousin? What? Yeah, I'm your cousin tonight, fool, because you ain't driving. You know, you become family. You get family members out there quick. You know, and that's beautiful. You know, and that's really, that's called lookout, the lookout crew.
Yeah, you look out. Well, it's so far. You have to travel. You know, you're not driving freeways. You're driving highways, and everything is a distance. So when when I was growing up, we had to make sure that somebody was sober in the car because, see, there, depending on the area that you're in, they have big ditches. Okay, and you do not want to turn that corner and land in that ditch. So when you go out to party, you either get in ride with somebody or have somebody pick you up or take your pillow so you can sleep where you are until you sober up. It's not like here, because those highways, you know, you have to, that's serious stuff out there. Okay, nothing, it depends. Mm-hmm. You know, inner city, like inner city is different, but most everything is like spread it out. Like I was listening to the ballot, and they want to put one ballot county in one county. Harris County in Houston has over 5 million people. Can you understand one voting precinct for 5 million people? They're crazy, okay? I'm just looking at all of this, and I'm so glad you mentioned it because it brought it up. Because I'm looking at the sample ballot here, Angie, and you're saying how they stick together there. We have to stick together here. Looking at sample ballot, all those initiatives are there. Go through the sample ballot and know the yeses and nos. Get to the polls no matter what you have to do. Don't let anybody stop you. And on that note, you know, you had connected me with some fine young men that came on the show last night. And one of the gentlemen worked with me with an event about 6 years ago, but he was so mannerable, and he was right there. And it was like for a red carpet event for youth activity, and he was Johnny on the spot.
Okay, yeah.
And I didn't realize that he was the writer and the producer. So it was Chaz, that's the writer and the producer, that's your connect, your associate, and then his vocalist, which is Phil, a feeling them, and they were, the song is Remember Yesterday, and as we're talking about how people do things, and I asked the writer, Chaz, what was he thinking when he was writing those lyrics, and he said traveling, you know, going back, visiting people, and they looking in the book, and they hear people saying, oh, I remember this, and I remember that, and we used to do this, and we used to do that, and I could relate to that, so I asked him, why did he select the vocalist Phil and them to do the song? And when Phil came on, I said, you know, your voice is so soothing. I said, it's a little catchy song, and it's cute to look at, and it does make you think. I said, but what is your message here? And you know what he said? The times
what?
That we're going through now and all of this that's happening, that we should all remember yesterday, okay, of the things that our ancestors and stuff went through to get us to the point where we have a voice so that we can vote. So please listen and remember yesterday and keep stepping out there to those polls. That was right on top of what was on my head. I didn't even have to scream at everybody and tell them to get to the polls because he had said it. And this is a young man. And before we go or when we leave, I want to play that song. I think that will be the closing song. But I wanted to thank you for being out there moving around, sending them to us. And this young man worked with us about 6 years ago, and I never forgot him. So when I heard that it was him, I says, oh, no, I'm going to make space for him because, see, what we have to always do out here is to give back. And if I may share this, and then I'm going to be quiet and let you take us where you want to take us. It says, our individual circle of friendship is part of the global circle of friendship. It is one and the same. A drop of rain from the sky, a drop of water from the river, or a drop of water from the ocean are all just that, a drop of water, until they accumulate. The friends we make in our own small circle contribute to the spread of friendship around the world. Making one true friend is a step toward creating world peace and world togetherness. And it's true. So here he is coming back 6 years later, that same situation. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to do what you did out there today. But, Angie, you're always making people laugh. You're always having conversations with them. You're always putting a smile on someone's face, even if you do not feel like smiling. That is you. And you're not going to step out that house and come back in without having a good feeling of lighting somebody else, lighting your candle to make someone else brighter that day. You live for that. That's you. And that's why you're here with us. We're waking up with Linda Mac Sheehan. It's like, hey, this is what we do. It's not going to be a dull moment. If you hit an area, a facility, or an event, a house, or whatever, where there is people, it's going to be some laughter going on in there. I don't care if they want to laugh or not, if they haven't laughed. When you finish with them, they're going to be feeling much better. I know when I speak with you, I know when the listeners listen to you, we go in and out because you can get serious sometimes. But when you step in, it's going to be some laughter and some smiles. You're not going to have it any other way, and that's why I love you for that. And thank you so much for sharing it. And you hit 5 today. It'll be 10 tomorrow. It will definitely be 10. You're quite welcome. It's hot out there. I haven't been out there to take my tour because, you know, I don't like the heat. I'm a 70s girl. So it's like, is it hot out there when I see 90? I said, oh, no. If I don't have to move, I'm not moving. I'm not going anywhere. I grew up in the heat. I know how to move in the heat. And the reason why we get ill here is because when it's hot, you have to slow your pace down. If you noticed when you was in the South, everybody moved like snails, didn't they? You didn't see anybody rushing around. They don't rush.
And if you try to get somebody to rush, to hurry up and do something, they look at you so crazy. You ain't talking to me.
No, they're not in a hurry. To do anything,
and the heat
won't allow you to do it. So when it gets real hot here and I'm spinning around, I have to stop and say, wait a minute, oops, slow down. Because you're not used to moving at it, and it is a certain pace that you have to have. And we're not used to it here. Hot 10 days and cold 44, or hot 3 days and drop back down. You know, our bodies can adjust to that. We're not used to moving it, and it's right. And it will fry you in the heat, that sun. You have to protect your crown of your head. That's why I'm a hat wearer. How many hats I have? I'm a mad hatter. People don't even know I have hair.
Man.
Yeah.
Is there room in the house? Man, this hat on the wall, his hat's hanging, his hat's in the trunk, hat everywhere. Any hat you have to have hat. And one of the other things I love about my Southerners is that, don't ever think your parents ain't got eyes. They eyes stretch all over the place. Let me tell you, before you even get back to your area where your mama's house is.
Oh yeah,
you done got 5 or 6 relatives that already heard about what you done did, so you can't step out of line. Whether you're if you're in school, you think, Texas is huge. Let me tell you, it's small that town is. You think, oh no, before you, let me tell you how fast travel. I was visiting, and I went to a club. We had a good time, great time, and I was only there for about a week. So we went back out maybe like the third day. By that third day, people had tracked. I don't know people had tracked where we were going. They kept, "You still here? I told my fans you was gonna be here." I said, "Oh, how are you? Oh, thank you. I'm down with Miss Lizzie and Miss Johnson and Johnson Boyd, John Jr. Senior's cousins on the second side through the fifth level down to the second, wrapped around back to Sue Ella Jones Johnson daughter. Well, you done went through the whole family, doggone it. Wealthy and it's you. Yeah, she's here. Everybody's on the dance floor waiting for me. I said, "Hell, it's gonna be fun tonight." I said, "This is wonderful." And then they don't want you to go. Oh, you leaving? She leaving, y'all. We got to lock down. We got to lock the doors. She can't go. Yeah. She can't go.
No. That's what they call Southern hospitality people don't understand about there. You're gonna have a good time.
You didn't have to worry about the food. It was
please.
You coming to my house, they fight over you. No, I seen it first. You coming to my house, you have your family bring over. You let them know, it's Miss Johnson Jeans of the third and third. You know that back last cookout with? They let them know it's that Johnson Jean Bean. Oh, okay. Well, Miss Johnson Bean Jean Club, that the cousin is in there, but the club said we can go eat. Oh, yeah, we going over there. And then, Sue Ellen, she said, we're going to have breakfast over at the Hill House. Then can we have lunch over there? And then we're going to have dinner. You have to spread it out because if you don't get there. You didn't come all the way out here, and you ain't going home without minding my pie.
Oh, no, you got to eat everywhere you go. It's an insult if you don't eat.
It's beautiful.
You must eat. Yeah, you must eat.
And I noticed the different cultures as grown and born and raised in Los Angeles, California. The different cultures come through, and I always know when I'm meeting somebody that I'm traveled abroad or moved here, relocated here from somewhere, people go, where are you from? I said, "I'm from the South." "Yeah, you seem like from the South." I'm saying, "Yeah, from South Central." But but I do have that in me because it's in my blood. It's in me. I got their family from down south as well. But you always want to move with kindness. You see, that's what I.
Well, that's why it's so important, Angie, that we talking about this, because that's why. Yeah. All of a sudden, people, you hear of all of this diversity training. See, diversity and inclusion, you cannot have any diversity unless you have inclusion. And it is so good because that is where those cultures meet and they blend. Because we all come from different places and we bring different things with us. And that's across the globe. So the diversity and the inclusion is very, very important. I sit on many diversity committees, and we're going to do diversity. I said, "Well, you better put some inclusion in there. Diversity is not going to get diverse unless you include all. Because if you just got one set or two sets, that's not getting you anywhere." When I was younger, and I've always worked with kids, and I always said, when I have my school, my children are going to be very diverse because we all have to grow up and be around each other. And that stayed with me. to make sure. And that's why when I'm mentioning diversity here, the young men with Chaz, the writer and the producer and the Phil and them, he was explaining the diversity of their band. I haven't seen them perform, but he said they had everybody, you know, a guy from Cuba, a guy from everywhere. And I'm saying,
yeah.
ooh, that sounds so exciting. You know, let me put on my sequin pants and my ponytail. I might have to get up there and hit them tum-tums up there with those guys, okay? But when you say how you were treated there, no, you can always tell. But that's why when people speak of the South, they say it's Southern hospitality there. A lot of people move in from other places, and they go down, but they have to come around because they can't overrule that Southern hospitality. Now, they're gonna treat you right. They're gonna feed you, but you better respect because they'll handle you too. So. You're welcome. You have anything that I have. You don't have to worry about a thing. You're treated like kings and queens when you go there. But you better respect, because then you'll see another side of them. So you cannot walk into a home. I took a friend to visit one year, and it's so funny we talk about it. She said, I've been to all of everybody's houses. And no matter what size and how they look, and if they're one level, two level, you know, because they got some mansions down there. They believe in space, okay? They want some space.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but I noticed that everybody's kitchen is right when you walk in the door. It's right in front. I said, oh, you didn't pay attention to why that's there? She says, no. I said, you see, there's a guest bathroom, and wherever you come in, you wash your hands, you go to the pot. You fix your plate, and then you come out of the kitchen and go into the area where everyone is, and you better speak to everybody there. It is 50 people.
Yes.
You better speak to all 50 of them. So you get your plate first.
Yes.
You fix your food, because after you speak to all those people and you think you're going to go back to that pot and get some cabbage, it might be gone. I said all the kitchens are in the front. So I said, it's a skill to do it. But you're speaking to everyone very politely, very respectfully, Miss Ann, Miss Joel, everybody. And you have that plate in your hand. Because that pot is going to be empty. So it's just a lot of rules there that you know, I'm glad I'm from there. I believe I call it the land of the red sands, even though I like California. They call me a transplant. When I go back, I'm a transplant. But I'm still with that blood, that basics is there. So the song that these young men wrote, remember yesterday, it just brought back a lot of things. So before we go, I'm going to play it for the listeners again. I'll probably play it every show because I like the song, because it's a message out there. And we do have to remember yesterday, because that's how what keeps us moving forward are those beautiful memories, as you always talk about. Whenever it gets crazy, you flash back on the good things and to create the best out of you. You have to flash back on the things that you know in order to keep moving to find out new stuff, as I say. But you need the old stuff to keep you moving so you can recognize. And you need the good and the bad, you know. You need the good and the bad and to let you know what you want to be around. Like you say, keep yourself around positive people and persons that are going to uplift you.
Everybody helps you build. Every
sure
one,
they do.
The bad ones, the good ones, that build your character, build you where you're falling weak and makes you stronger. In certain situations, you might not have thought, you know, or never experienced it, but after you experience it, you come out on the other side a different person. And hopefully it's a good way. And not always does it turn out that way, but for the most part, if you get that stuff and twerk and keep twerking yourself into a much better person, and you find you can be in almost any group. Any group, any background, any location, blend in, get what you need, like a sponge, suck it out, smile, greet, be out, and then you get that education floating around with you, you know.
Yes.
And that's one of the things I admire about you. You come in the room, you light it up, And you walk in with a smile, and you leave with a smile, and you present. You know, I'm here to learn. You know, you don't you know when to come in humble. You know when to turn it, like you say, you turn that knob to that other side, and you still present that other side with dignity and respect too. You know, you don't have to be like you're a wild animal out the jungle. You know,
no,
young
thank
men,
you,
young
AG.
Women. You know, you don't have to be. You have to be. You have to bring yourself, because you represent yourself. You see,
totally.
If you can't represent yourself in a respectful manner, trust. There's not a whole line of folks out there waiting to do it for you.
No,
because there's
not.
More people that want to tear you down than lift you up. But when you present yourself, you know, and if you want to know the truth, oh, you step to Miss Linda, any Southerner will tell you. If you're not ready for the truth, I think you just better just take what you, you know, take that smile and go on with it. But if you're ready for the truth and you want to learn and grow and move in a much more positive or have a better outcome, yeah, you sit down with a good old Miss Linda and a good old Southerner and listen to the stories, because it's important. You got to have a little time, because the stories are fun too. But yes, Lord, you know I enjoy your stories. Yes, I do, and it is good, you know. And I'm proud of you on so many different levels. You know, you got your bucket list out, and you hitting those corners, and you stepping up the ladder, and you climbing. You was climbing, but you stepping now because you know that light is already shining on you know on the top of your head. It's red because it's just tick tocking, and I'm just glad to see you in your element, you know. And,
well, I appreciate
that.
But and when you say that, it's there we go back again. When you're giving, you're not giving to give or to get. Okay, it doesn't matter. And what makes you happy? So whatever your determination is, whatever vow you've put out there, as we speak on the purpose thing, you know, these are just struggles and steps and tools that are there to get us all to our purpose. And once you kick in and understand it, it's not, you don't even think about you. You don't even know what you're doing. It's the strangest thing. As long as you're moving toward, it's all about giving help to others. It's all about others because that's what we live for. You don't forget about yourself. Now, like you say, you put that gas mask on your face first before you help anyone. But you cannot get so wrapped up into you. And it cannot be all about you, because that's when you block yourself. You have to stay open. You have to be ready to move. And that's what I enjoy moving. That's what I'm learning. I'm getting the key. So what do we do when the pandemic started? I said, what am I going to do? We got to encourage these people. So we hit the button. So individuals call and tear you down because we don't sound like CNN, but we're not trying to be CNN. We're just doing what we do, okay? And those type of things would send you to the left or make you retreat or make you pull back. But when you understand that everybody is entitled to their own opinion, don't have nothing to do with what you get to do. See, get to do and got to do is two different things, right? So
absolutely.
When you can get to that point, this is what you get to do. Nobody's going to tell you how to do it. Nobody's going to tell you what to do. You get to do this because this is coming from you. And you do it happily.
Right.
And you're doing it for that person that keeps that closed fist out there, Angie. That person gets blocked. You know, they say a closed fist gets you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The only time they open it up is when they ask them, want you to put something in it. That doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't work for me. So like you say, you enjoy stepping out, making people laugh. I enjoy bringing people together, letting them know, oh, yeah, you can do whatever you put your mind to do because, you know, especially my youth, you know, we're adults here. But we have
our youth is very important. Yes.
Yeah. And wait a minute. It's abundance out here. Oh, no. You can. I'm sitting in those classrooms reading them chapters four times before it sink in. All they do is come in, and they don't even read. They just hit Google and get the information, but I don't learn that way. And I tell, oh, well, we can't do it, Miss Lynn. I said, you know what? If I can do this, you don't have an excuse. And when we're walking down those aisles and crossing those stages together, Angie, and flipping that tab and there's that gap there, do you know what kind of feeling that is? It builds a bond. It encourages them, and it keeps me moving to say, okay, you're doing the right thing, because I have to set an example for you, okay?
Right.
I have to let you know, oh, no, you can do that, and when they get crazy and want to go twerk, I'll jump out there and do a, hey, miss, hey, excuse me, I can drop it quicker than you, baby. Okay, now we're going to drop it and we're going to party for a while and then we're going to get on back up in here in this library. Okay, did you want to go? You going to stop? So
that's right.
That keeps the wrinkles off of your face. And this is stuff that I have to share. But before we go, this is Find It Out Friday. Y'all can find out a lot of stuff. You and that, Miyoshi Marie, I'm going to quit talking to you guys because y'all make me get real transparent out here. So you know I got 52 personalities. Okay, you know I got 52. And when you and Miyoshi Marie come on, you guys be pulling out those other girls, okay? And I love my 52 personalities. We gonna do a show about that. We're going to let find out how many personalities everybody else got out there. But I know I got 52.
Okay.
That I know of. But the one thing about my 52 personalities, I got total control over all of them. So on my next courses that I set up for the next webinars, after these series go through, I'll be doing those 52 personalities.
Oh,
and
that's
see where
fun.
We have to go on that.
That's going to be fun.
Oh,
yeah,
it's going to be fun because then I'm going to pull out all of your other 34 and everybody else's because they're lying down there. People don't know that they have them. I just open up and let everybody know I got them. But don't think that I'm civil. I got control over all 52 of them. It's probably 53 has risen up now since this pandemic. But they're okay. But they're good to share. They're good to talk about. And they all have their own responsibilities. So it's like if it gets crazy, I just call up the number that I need, keep smiling, and let her take over. And I just go sit down somewhere.
That's right.
On that note, AG, you and Miyoshi.
Just
sit on over there. But I'm going to pull out. But I'm going to play this young man's record. And they have a video on YouTube. And it's called Remember Yesterday. So I'd like to have everybody go look at it. I haven't seen it, but I know it's great. And just sort of like listen to this song and reflect back. Ain't G, we going to call it a end of the week. Close here, and I will be speaking with you on Mind for Monday so we can give them something else to think about, making me all transparent
all right,
out
now,
here, bringing up personality 42. Let me put him on. I love you. Have a great evening. Good night, listeners. We love you.
Look at that. I just want to know.
You remember yesterday. No more.